Hi, I'm Art Kaplan at the University of Pennsylvania Center for Bioethics. Today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the growing practice of concierge or boutique medicine. So what is concierge medicine? Well, basically, it's when you ask your patient to pay an additional fee, usually $1,500, $2,000 a year, and what they get in return is better service. So you promise that if they join the plan, you're going to wind up answering their phone calls. You might give them your cell phone number. You might be in a situation where the concierge patient is going to have more time available when they come to visit for an office visit. And you're going to help them try and win their way through the hospital, gain access to specialists. In other words, they're going to get more of you for the money. So what's fueling this shift toward concierge practice, particularly in primary care? Well, it's really red tape, hassle, too much bureaucracy, too much micromanagement, too much overhead costs that particularly primary care people are facing in the current healthcare environment. There's just not enough time to see patients, and people feel like they're on an assembly line. So it's understandable why the idea of having people pay more and in a way getting out of a broken system might come to the fore. There are a lot of people doing this. There are probably 6,000 primary care people alone that have shifted over to a concierge practice. And to be honest, concierge medicine for the super rich has always been around. The person who's got an addiction who goes off to the Betty Ford Clinic, the executive who takes a jet for a executive physical at the Mayo Clinic. These are versions of concierge or boutique medical practice. But now it's expanding into the middle class. So what's the downside, and what are the ethical worries about this growing type of practice? Well, first, there aren't enough primary care people around to begin with. We all know we have too many specialists, not enough generalists, not enough primary care people in the United States. If you take a significant number of them out of availability to every patient and only make them available to people who can pay additional fees, it's just a bigger workload for the rest of the people who are doing primary care. So no matter how you look at it, if you allow people to buy out, you're going to leave other people with less quality care, and you're going to burden the primary care practitioners who don't take the concierge route with more work. There's also a question of whether, if you aren't in a boutique or concierge practice, you're going to wind up getting less quality care because you might see more physician extenders. There's certainly great physician extenders out there, both nurses and physician assistants, but the patient doesn't understand that they may have someone with a bit less training and maybe paying the same money or fees for someone who's in a way got less qualification. So at the end of the day, what we've got is a justice issue. Concierge practice is a business solution to what is essentially a broken system. And we've got to find ways, I think, that are different from letting people just pay a fee to escape that broken system. I think that using concierge medicine is fundamentally unjust. We have to come up with a better answer. It's probably something along the lines of what's being proposed for health reform. I think concierge medicine is more of a symptom of a broken system than it is a solution. Thanks for listening. I'm Art Kaplan at the University of Pennsylvania.